Hi, this is Darren Smith, your radio pastor for the day. I want you to think about the words joy and blessing. What comes to mind? What causes these things in your life? How are they expressed? And most importantly, do you have them? Listen to how the psalmist, King David, ends Psalm 32. In verse 11 we read, "Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart." He calls the reader to burst forth in joy, to be glad in the Lord God, and shout aloud in joy. It's a fitting end to what David, king of Israel, has just written. So what's the reason for this great rejoicing and being glad in the Lord? Verse 1, "Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and whose spirit there is no deceit." David knows what it is to stand guilty of sin and then to be forgiven. He knows the immense blessing of that reality. There are three words that describe sin and three actions that God does to give forgiveness when David confesses. Sin is a word that describes something that misses the mark. Like an arrow that falls short, we fall short of God's good and righteous standard. Then there's the word transgression, which is an act of rebellion. It crosses a line. It breaks an agreement. This is often a deliberate, willful act. And lastly, there is the word iniquity. It describes a crooked or wrong act, often associated with a conscious and intentional intent to do wrong. So David describes the nature of not only his sin, but all sin. But notice how coupled with these descriptions are three actions in relation to sin when someone turns to God in confession and repentance. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity. So we have forgiven, covered, and counts no iniquity. Forgiven means carried away. It is the act of removal of sin, guilt, and the remembrance of sin. Covered is the gracious act of atonement by which the sinner is reconciled and the sin is a matter of the past, so that the Lord does not bring it up anymore. It is no longer in view. It's hidden. And then lastly, the action does not count. This expresses God's attitude towards those forgiven as justified or actually declared legally not guilty or acquitted. In verses 3 through 7, David recounts what he did in turning to the Lord and receiving this blessed forgiveness. Notice the severity and sorrow of his sin, and then the turning to God. He writes, verse 3, "For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin." Selah. This is the amazing grace and forgiveness made possible only because of what the God-man, Jesus Christ, did through his perfect life of righteousness, his atoning sacrifice by dying on the cross, and then his glorious resurrection back from the grave. The Apostle Paul says it this way in Colossians 2, verses 13 through 14. "And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all of our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross." Do you know the blessing of being forgiven? Of having the guilt and shame of sin removed? Of having the crooked made straight? Have you asked God for forgiveness? Putting your trust in who Jesus is and what he has done for you. As you consider joy and blessing, the top of our list should be this forgiveness. Consider and think of joy as the acronym Justification of You, because of your faith in what Jesus has done for you. Recall verses 1 and 2 again. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity. For those who turn from their sin and put their trust in Jesus, we can have this forgiveness and joy, this blessed state that David speaks of. So, dear friend, as we started with verse 11, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy." This has been Darren Smith, your pastor for the day.